There are so many times when I've had so little hope. And maybe that's my problem, not yours, and maybe that's a bad way for me to start off a poem, so forgive me. But the thing is, people keep trying to tell me that this is the hard part. And I have been through so much. Haven't I been through enough? And so I'm beginning to think that, well, maybe I don't deserve it. And maybe bad things are meant to happen to me. And how do I explain that to the average person? How do I explain that? How do I explain what I'm going through? How do I explain the way I feel? How do I explain it? I mean, I know I'm a writer, so explaining this all shouldn't be so hard. But it is. Describe the color blue to a blind man and see how you are suddenly at a loss for words. How do you explain this all with quick wit and a sharp tongue? So the key here for me is that sometimes good things can happen when you least expect it. And instead of like griping about it or feeling sorry for myself, maybe I should just be happy with it. And when people tell me that the sky looks really blue today, I just think, well, that is called science. The sky is always blue. And that answer, that comment, that's supposed to make me feel better. And maybe when people tell me that every cloud has a silver lining, well, maybe I should enjoy that silver lining every once in a while. And when people complain that the grass is always greener on the other side, well, maybe at times like those, I should just learn to like the view from this side, because at least I get to see that green grass. Just a theory. Because maybe this ride ain't so bad, and maybe this side ain't so bad, and maybe there is a chance for that other side for me, and maybe I've had a taste of all that good stuff, and you know, it occurred to me that all that good stuff ain't all that, after all, and that maybe there is someone out there like me, and someone that cares about me, and maybe someone respects me, and thinks I'm intelligent and beautiful. Maybe. A couple of days ago, John gave me some roses, and even half dozen, something that didn't even need to be wrapped by the florist. Well, that was just my thought on the matter. But John had an answer for me. He told me that he gave me the 5 roses for the 5 days he had known me, and the 6th one, well, was just for me, because I deserved it. And those were the words he used, and that is what he said to me, and I received flowers from other men before, but for all of this, it was different. Because he said those words to me because he thought of me, and it was almost worth more than the flowers. And yeah, I could go on and on and on about the fact that he is taller than me, and I can wear high heels in front of him, and I won't dwarf him, and when he holds me, it feels like I'm actually being held and not like I'm about to break the man I'm hugging into 2 pieces. And maybe he was a Marine and could hold his own. And maybe he has traveled all over the place and seen different things and he's had different chances. And yeah, maybe he carries all my stuff around in my apartment without me doing anything because it might be too heavy for me. And yeah, I could get angry at that. I could think that I can carry all this because by myself because I'm not a poor, helpless girl and that I don't need no man. But for now I'm stuck in this happy mode, remembering what it's like where the grass is greener and enjoying its silver lining and well, being happy that I can almost touch that green grass now. Because I'm sick of hearing about all those 4-leaf clovers and rainbows and pots of gold and all that other crap that's supposed to make you happy. And maybe I'm just happy that someone gave me attention and gives me attention and that someone cares about me. I got that attention from someone who thought I was worth it, from someone I thought was worth it. And when you finally get to this point, when you think that no one else can understand this feeling, and when all the references to growing grass and poles and sunsets don't quite cut it, well, when you get to feel this way, the way I feel, well, how do you explain it?